The Detroit Tigers have the fourth highest payroll in the major leagues and some of the best players around. Going into this week, they had lost 11 of their last 12 games, and many people were asking for manager Brad Ausmus' job. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakin, here to handicap Ausmus' odds of keeping that job. The Detroit Tigers entered the season with expectations as big as their payroll. It's currently at $196 million, the fourth largest in the major leagues. The only teams who spent more are the Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Yankees, and the Boston Red Sox. You know, big city teams that compete for things like World Series. The Tigers might have been paying like the big boys, but they were not playing like the big boys. Through Saturday, the Tigers had lost 11 of their last 12 games, and they were losing them in the worst possible ways, by blowing great pitching performances due to anemic hitting, or by blowing gigantic leads through horrendous relief pitching, the most frustrating losses to watch. When the Tigers looked up, they were mired in fourth place, next to last in their division. It was only mid-May, but most pundits and fans were already calling it a lost season. They predicted the manager, Brad Ausmus, might not survive the week. But how much blame can you really pin on a baseball manager? Unlike other sports, in baseball, coaches rarely call plays. Most decisions, like when to pull a starting pitcher or put in a pinch hitter, should be fairly obvious. There are now two main approaches to managing: old school, where you trust your instincts, and new school, where you trust your computer, a method made famous in Moneyball. Problem is, Ausmus does not seem to be enrolled in either school. For example, when a starting pitcher is throwing a gem, he pulls him after the seventh inning, then watches Detroit's woeful relievers blow huge leads. But when a starter is getting shelled, he sticks with the guy for reasons no one can figure out. Watching the Tigers lose games this way is an awesome thing to behold, and the fans love it. There's more to managing than just making decisions, and Ausmus seems to be missing those tools, too. Ausmus' predecessor, the salty old dog Jim Leland, had plenty of critics. When he made all-star hitters bunt with men in scoring position, the fans booed, and they should have. But Leland's teams always won, everywhere, in the minors, in the majors, in the National League, and in the American League, at every level in eight states, covering five decades. How'd he do it? To be honest, I really don't know. But he seemed to have the rare ability to connect with his players and get the most out of each of them. They almost always had their best seasons playing for Jim Leland. For Ausmus, it seems to be the opposite. They sign big money relief pitchers and watch them bomb. But nothing cures a losing streak like weak opposition, and the Tigers have been blessed with a 9-game homestand starting with the even worse Minnesota Twins. On Monday night, Detroit was in the process of blowing an 8-run lead when Ausmus went out to argue a third strike call. He got so worked up, he ended up pulling off his hooded sweatshirt, the kind your kids forget at summer camp, and draped it over home plate. It was one of the strangest protests I have ever seen, but it worked. The player he defended ended up hitting the game-winning home run. Ausmus was out for the next game because he had to serve a 1-game suspension. But the Tigers won anyway, which kind of cuts both ways. But Ausmus isn't dead yet. The rest of this homestand will likely determine if he'll get a stay of execution. If he does, he'd be wise to start trusting his instincts and his players, or he soon will not be in a position to trust either.